Nolte, plurality of 49% want January 6 prisoners pardoned. By John Nolte on December 3, 2024. A strong plurality of 49% agree with President-elect Trump that the 1,500 or so Americans charged with crimes around the January 6, 2021, mostly peaceful protest at the U.S. Capitol should be pardoned. Only 46% disagree. Rasmussen reports, one of the most accurate pollsters of the 2024 presidential election, dug down a little further and then asked if Trump should offer a blanket pardon to all 1,500 or look at each case individually. Only 20% want everyone pardoned, while 67% said they would prefer the president-elect issue his pardons on a case-by-case basis. Obviously, that is the most reasonable approach. No one who committed an act of violence or vandalism deserves a pardon. While I'm quite aware that plenty of violent Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters have gotten away scot-free, that doesn't make those engaged in actual criminal behavior at the U.S. Capitol excusable. But let's face it, most of the people convicted did nothing wrong. The surveillance videos Democrats and the bogus and disgraced January 6 committee did not want released prove that. Most of those in legal jeopardy today were simply present on January 6. Others peacefully toured the U.S. Capitol when the doors were opened. Above all, no one was caught with a gun, which kills the whole insurrection narrative. Already forgotten, Joe Biden says July 6 on anniversary of January 6. Despite 5 years of regime media pounding, when Rasmussen asked if January 6 represented a threat to American democracy, only 54% said yes, while 40% said no. The internals are fascinating. 54% of Hispanics approve of the January 6 pardons, while only 39% disapprove. Among Black voters, only 52% disapprove of the pardons, while 47% approve. This is more proof that Black Americans are no longer in line with the Democrat Party's beliefs as we have seen in the past. Among Democrats, 70% disapprove of January 6 pardons, while only 26% approve. This national survey was taken on November 25 and 26 of 879 likely voters, which means it was taken before Joe Biden announced the obscene blanket pardon of his criminal son Hunter. One wonders how such a brazen abuse of power on Joe's part will affect people's thinking about the January 6 prisoners. Again, some real crimes were committed on January 6 and the fact those crimes occurred at the U.S. Capitol makes them worse. Those people deserve to be punished as long as the punishment fits the crime. Everyone else should enjoy full pardons the moment Trump returns to the Oval Office. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.